County?
I was born in Pickens County.
In Pickens County?
Yeah, that's just joining this.
When did you move to this county?
1925.
And you're one of how many brothers and sisters?
14.
You're the
seventh child.
How many brothers did you have?
Eight.
And sisters?
Five.
And how many of those children were born in Pickens County?
All of them except one. This one, the baby, the last one was born in Cherokee. Mm-hmm. It was stillbirth.
Uh-huh. Were your parents natives of Pickens County?
Well, a good many years, but they was originally from Union County. That's, you know, back up further.
Mm-hmm. When were you born? What year were you born?
1914, June 26th. 1914. 63. This past June.
Just had a birthday.
That's right.
Okay. Your son told me that your husband and yourself, I believe, worked in the mills around here.
Mm-hmm. I liked from the 30th of March till February the 20th, of working 20 years, the last time I worked in the textile mill.
What did you do?
I was a spinner.
And your husband?
He was, he fixed looms for several years, and then he was what they call a check man.
Mm-hmm.
He just went around and said what was wrong, you know, and said that they got fixed. Well, then, about, 7 years ago, he took a supervisor's job, and he worked the night shift from 12 till 8.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Satterfield said he had written a book that he and Gary were thinking about getting together.
Yeah, Gary has got it typed up and stapled together. Mm-hmm. He needs to find a publisher, you know, that will... He's got it all lined up. It's just on loom fixing.
What's it about?
It's about... his job, that his first one, loom fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, you know, what to do and what gets wrong, what can get wrong with them, and, you know, how to fix them and all.
Mm-hmm.
Real interesting. And so I hope they can finish it up. And it'll be, you know, something real nice to have.
It would be a sort of tribute to
Yes,
that.
Right.
Now, you said you had finished how much school?
About the fifth grade is as far as I got.
And how about your parents?
Well, I don't guess they even got that much education.
Where did you go to school?
I went till I was 11 years old in Pickens County. What they call Indian Pine. That was the name of the school, just a country school. And then after we moved to Canton in 1925, I went to... couple of terms, I guess, what they call North Canton Elementary. And the reason I had to quit out when we moved to North Canton, my two youngest brothers were still in diapers. And my mother was sickly a lot. And I had a brother that had epilepsy, the one next to the baby one that lived. I mean, the baby died, but the one next to it, the one that's older than him had epileptics. And so I quit out to help care for them till he got old enough to go to school, which I was 15 at the time. And I started back to school mainly to look after him and take care of him.